Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. A couple of Chattanooga filmmakers are taking their cameras on the road and traveling around Tennessee. They're creating videos to draw attention to our state's litter problem. Dave Porfiri, his wife Linda Duvoisin, and their children are participating in the project. They've got two daughters, ages 10 and 8, named Jane and Harlan. Litter is a big problem. You may not realize how big. Last year, people threw more than 23 million pounds of trash along the Volunteer State's roadways. So the family is traveling around in an RV and stopping in different locations to pick up litter and generate some publicity. Porfiri plans to post all the videos on the web.
It's really a long-form documentary project utilizing social media. We're doing a series of videos documenting every day on the tour, which is a total of 20 days.
I'm really excited about renting the RV.
The goal of the project is to draw awareness to the litter problem, the persistent litter problem in Tennessee, but also to remind people that recycling is a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
And almost everything they find on roadsides is recyclable because a lot of it's plastic bottles or glass bottles or paper. It's all recyclable.
The family hosts events wherever they stop. They call these events litter cleanup clinics.
Basically, each day we start with a morning litter pickup, and then later in the afternoon at a different location, we have live music. And usually they're in two different counties because we're trying to reach as many people in this state, in every corner of this state as possible.
There's going to be a lot of music at the event. I'm really, really excited about that because I love music.
You know, we want to draw attention to, you know, what great assets Tennessee has. Of course, it's scenic beauty and it's a long tradition for wonderful music.
And Harlan and Jane, you are spending your summer in this RV, driving around, picking up litter. What is it like? Are y'all having fun?
Yes. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun traveling because it's just so different than everyday regular life.
And we get to experience new things like music and
sitting on a bed and then falling off on a sharp turn.
Dad just pulled in the RV and I'm really excited because this is the first time I'm seeing it and I actually picked it out.
The message that we're trying to deliver with this project is really geared toward younger people because that is where you solve the litter problem. And that is where you develop the recycling habit. It's with young people.
Hi. This is where we edit videos in the office. This is also where we collect plastic recyclables.
This is where we collect office paper.
My dad reuses office paper that's been printed on one side.
I was, as when I was their age, you know, the message of recycling and not to litter, you know, was delivered through my school, my elementary school, and you know, that I took that to heart, and as an adult, I've been very dedicated. In fact, about 8 years ago when I first moved to Chattanooga, I was on the Citizens Task Force to save recycling when the city was considering getting rid of curbside recycling.
In the morning, we're waking up really early, and then we're gonna drive to Franklin County and do our first pickup.
You've been doing this since the beginning of the month. How many counties have you been to so far? How much litter have you picked up so far?
We've been to approximately 10 counties in the first week of our tour, and we're doing five-day weeks, and we're back at home for 2 days of rest.
So how many more places are you planning to go to before this is over?
Well, our schedule is to have 15 more days on the road and to hit two counties each day. So you know, about 30 more communities will be touching at some point in this tour through the end of June.
What is it like when you're actually out there doing the cleanups? What kind of reactions are you getting from people?
The universal reaction is, this is wonderful, you know, so great to see people out here doing this. Everybody should be doing this. You know, it's really touching, you know, that that people are responding that way. They don't think we're just a bunch of weirdos doing this, you know.
The coordinating this, I mean, this is a huge project that you've got going on. How is this, all this being coordinated?
Yeah, it's been a major effort. I give all the credit to the nonprofit Scenic Tennessee and its wonderful director, Marge Davis, for birthing this idea of this tour and spending months and months and months with the planning process, the scheduling, the recruiting of the bands, working with local county organizers on the litter pickups.
How can people find more information?
They can go to our website to get more information about the whole project. It's pickinuptennessee.org, and that's pickin spelled without a G.
Pickin.
We were trying to make a reference to the musical aspect of the tour.
Red buds and tulip trees, ain't no place like Tennessee. Sunny skies and rambling rivers, mountain streams that gleam and glitter. Love land, lose the litter for all the big and little critters. Tennessee, you don't like quitters, so love the land and lose the litter.
And again, you can find more information at the website pickinuptn.org. The site has videos, blogs written by the whole family, including Jane and Harlan, the youth ambassadors. And they're also on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media platforms. This week, they're going to be in Jackson, Morgan, Meigs, and Knox counties. You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller.
Davy Crockett and Casey Jones call Tennessee their home sweet home. Keep her sweet for everyone, the perfect place for good clean fun. Love the land, lose the litter for all the big and little critters. Tennessee don't like quitters, so love the land and lose the litter.